Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. Today's title is Donald J. Trump, Federal Correctional Institution. Yes, you heard that correctly. Today would be our 648th podcast to date. Let's begin. Free, and I'm taking this from off the AP Wire News, or APXnews.com. Three Democratic lawmakers have introduced a bill to rename the federal prison in Miami, Florida, after former President Donald Trump. Democratic House of Representatives Jerry Connolly of Virginia, Jared Moskowitz of Florida, and John Garamendi of California on Friday put forth the legislation. The bill states that, quote, any reference, unquote, to the Miami Federal Correctional Institution would be changed to the, quote, Donald J. Trump Federal Correctional Institution, unquote. Trump faces four criminal indictments in the appeals process after being found liable in three civil lawsuits amid his run for re-election. The former president appeared in Miami Federal Prison in June for arraignment in his federal classified documents case, where he faces 37 felony counts, accused of willfully withholding sensitive information at his Mar-a-Lago estate that was obtained during his presidency. He has pleaded not guilty. Quote, everybody knows President Trump loves to write his name in gold letters on all his buildings, unquote, Moskowitz said in a statement. But he's never had his name on a federal building before. And as a public servant, I just want to help the former president. Help us make that dream a reality. So the Democrats' proposal arrives a week after a group of House Republicans introduced a bill to change the name of Washington Dulles International Airport, the largest airport in the Washington, D.C. area, to, quote, Donald J. Trump International Airport, unquote. So, and wouldn't it be great? Yes, we all know Trump is going to be convicted, certainly in the next 9 days at the beginning of the first of the cases to go to trial. That would be the porn star hush money case involving Donald Trump and the exotic dancer Stormy Daniels, a.k.a. Stephanie Clifford. He paid her $130,000 a mere week before the November 2016 presidential election for her to keep quiet about their affair they had in 2006 at one of Trump's hotels in downtown Los Angeles. Connolly, one of the representatives proposing this bill to rename the Miami Correctional Institute, Federal Institute to Donald J. Trump Federal Correctional Institute, said in a statement shared with Newsweek on Friday, that would be yesterday, today's Saturday, April the 6th, 2024, that the proposal to rename the federal prison in Miami was sparked by Republicans' plans to change the name of Dulles. Quote, when our Republican colleagues introduced their bill to rename Dulles after Donald Trump, I said the more fitting option would be to rename a federal prison, unquote, the congressman said. Quote, I see no reason to wait, unquote, he continued. Quote, Donald Trump faces nearly 100 felony charges. He has been found liable of sexual abuse and subsequently for defaming the victim of that abuse. He has been fined hundreds of millions of dollars in a civil fraud case. It is only right that the closest federal prison to Mar-a-Lago should bear his name, end quote. The third Democratic Congress behind this piece of legislation, John Garamendi of California added in the joint statement that he could not, quote, think of a more fitting tribute to our former president, Donald J. Trump, than renaming the closest federal prison to Mar-a-Lago in his honor, end quote. We can't either. We can't either. So let's all write to your congressman, call or write, or even visit, fly into Washington, D.C. Let's get this on the House, floor of the House, for an up and down vote, and I think it would pass in the Senate. The Democrats have a slight majority there. We need to change the Miami Federal Correctional Institute to Donald J. Trump Federal Correctional Institute. Hallelujah. Hat, peace out. Everybody have a nice day, and don't take any wooden nickels. Thank you. This is the old Rough Rider saying, arrivederci.